It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Masters of the Universe, the latest film version of the Mattel Toys and 80s cartoon show. It wants to have a Guardians of the Galaxy approach as Nicholas Galitzine plays Adam, who is sent to Earth for his own protection and to keep a magic sword away from the evil Skeletor, but he misplaces the weapon and everyone on Earth thinks he's crazy. But he finds the sword and ends up back on his home planet, where he collaborates with Camila Mendez as his childhood friend and Idris Elba as her drunken general father to restore order. And with the sword that gives him muscles and pecs, he labels himself He-Man. Skeletor is played by Jared Leto, disguised by props and special effects, although as Roger Ebert examined with Batman actors in the 90s, I don't think it matters who plays Skeletor, especially when he has a skull for a face and Leto sounds different. Instead of a B-movie, I would describe Masters of the Universe as a He-movie. Action figures and cartoons have elevated the youngsters through the years. I'm not one of those youngsters, but I still had to see this new version because I like its cast with Galitzine, Mendez, and Elba delivering some funny and emotional moments, and it could be as fun as Guardians of the Galaxy. But the problem with this movie is that it spends too much time on the special effects and fights, and not enough time on really developing the characters or their world. It takes too long to get to the payoff, and we can sense the moment a mile away. So for the fans, yes, but if you're outside the media franchise, I would say skip it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!